It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So what do you want to do this weekend?
Doesn't matter, just as long as you and I are together.
What did you do?
I didn't do anything. Why would you even ask me that?
I'm guessing he either robbed a liquor store or killed a drifter.
Is that 2.5 men?
It is. It's always funny.
That is the one show that is on television that I do not watch on a regular basis that I actually regret.
You got to season pass it because there's 5 good solid laughs in every episode. It's the last good sitcom on TV.
It's syndicated now, so you can catch it almost anytime.
And it's worth it going back and checking it out.
Yes, it is.
All right, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to congratulate Adam Kraft of Manassas.
Hey!
That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Adam's got a Devil Town t-shirt, and he'll be joining us out at the pajama party.
Yeah.
Somebody said we should call it a pajama jammy. I don't think we're going to do that. It's the fabulous pajama party in Turkey Baster. The Turkey Baster, folks, is just the name.
That's
all right. It's a pajama party. If you show up in your pajamas, you get a chance to win airfare anywhere the JetBlue flies, anywhere in the United States. So we will see you. We're going to be out there from 9 to 11 next Wednesday night. The Buzz Babes will be there starting at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone in pajamas, as I said, is qualified to win round-trip airfare anywhere JetBlue flies. The drawing is at 11, and you must be present to win. So congratulations to old Adam Kraft. We'll see you out there at the Turkey Baster.
Good job, Adam.
That's Hard Times Cafe and Q in Deviltown. The address is 7753 Sudley Road. Just look for the big Best Buy sign. You can't miss
it. During the course of today's program, Mike, have you made any pajama decisions?
No. I really want it to be nice, though. I want it to be special.
Nice.
I don't want the flannels.
I want it to be nice.
I don't want the flannels. I want something completely unique. But I... Look, I'm
Can
a man.
I make a suggestion?
I'm a fat guy, and pajamas aren't kind of
Can
fat guys.
Can I make
guys.
A suggestion?
What?
A nightshirt.
Oh.
Maybe.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, maybe. Great.
And a cap?
With a nightcap?
All right.
I know you love a good nightcap.
You know, a nightcap and a nightshirt. I might just do it.
Yeah. And, of course, slippers.
Very good. All right. You got it. Slippers. Rob's turning me into Uber pussy.
No, well, I'll be wearing slippers.
Hey, I know you will. Well, you know, you're an old queen like me.
That's right.
The Final Buzz is brought to you by Ski Chalet, where every ski, every snowboard, everything is on sale now. Plus, Ski Chalet is collecting warm clothing for the Salvation Army. Ski Chalet with 3 locations online at skichalet.com. Here he is, the man, the legend, Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. Mass Transit could be the next hole to plug in this leaky dike of an economy.
Is that for Catholics?
Uh-huh.
Get it?
Hello, and welcome to the Mass Transit. Thanks so much. My name is Father McDonough. What I'll be doing is serving Mass, saying Mass, on your local Metro bus.
Do I need a fare card if I'm a boy under 8 years old?
You cannot. Whatever you do, don't chew the fare card.
Okay, I understand.
Take it on your tongue and swallow it.
Let it dissolve.
Thank you. Bless me, Father.
Today's Washington Post says 11 transit agencies are now asking Congress to keep their bankers from cutting back service. You see, transit agencies in 31 cities have gotten themselves caught up in some complicated long-term financing schemes. In some cases, they actually sold their rail cars to the banks and then leased them back in order to get cash to make improvements.
You know, it is scary when it starts getting into public things like public transit. That is when you start getting nervous. That's when you start thinking infrastructure and everything's just going to crumble. It's the Roman Empire.
I would have loved to have seen them default on that loan so the banks would have to come and pick up Metro cars.
It could happen. The banks got tax breaks for the depreciation of the rail cars they now own. But the banks, which are also now hurting, they want their cash back today, please.
All right, we're having tomorrow on this show. There's a lot going on, but we're going to vent tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
Tomorrow at the beginning, let's do some venting about the GM guys, you know, and the Ford guys and the Chrysler guys coming in on their private jets.
Yeah.
And we'll vent about everything else, the stock market tanking.
You'll like this. One of the banks involved in this mass transit thing, AIG.
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Of course it is.
Of course.
Also, Buzz, I wanted to mention on tomorrow's show at 4:30 Rock's Frank, comedian Judah Friedlander will be back on the show.
He's great.
CNBC's money lady, Carmen Wong Ulrich. Good time.
We love her.
God, the timing we get for her.
Yeah. She's
it's
great.
Always like the day
she's
after perfect. Something horrible well, happens.
Always something horrible happening.
And we will do another text jumble for a Live Nation Comedy
Yay.
Relief prize
oh,
pack.
Good.
It'll be one that we can actually say on the air without editing ourselves.
Excellent. Right.
So you
good.
Guys, if you want to put your heads on that today,
sure.
I haven't come up with one yet, so we'll do it tomorrow.
We're
I was going to suggest Carmen Wong Ulrich, but
not.
Now you've given it away.
Oh,
thank you.
Damn it.
Mass transit's important to President-elect Obama because because he says he's sticking to his plan of sharply reducing greenhouse gas emissions by 2020 and to create green-collar jobs and increase our national security in the process. He'll mainly focus on pollution from big industries. Government scientists say last month was the warmest October on record. Never in modern history have land temperatures been more than 2 degrees above the Earth's mean temperature.
Just keeps getting better and better.
So I bet you're
better.
Delighted about that, Buzz.
Oh, aren't we all?
I want to talk to, when we do get Roker, and he's rescheduled to Friday's right. show, mm-hmm. when we will have 14 guests on the program on Friday.
Yes.
I want to ask him about that, because it really does, it freaks my ass out when they do the whole glacier thing.
Yeah.
And they talk about the melting of the glaciers mm-hmm. and 200-foot sea level increases, mm-hmm. which pretty much put the certain cities underwater in America, and like the tip of Florida and things like that.
Well,
right?
All of D.C.
It's terrifying.
All of Manhattan.
Very, wow. very scary stuff. But
unless
your
apartment's above the 20th floor.
You know, I hate to sound like people that say, the tree huggers and all that, but they have been talking about this for mm-hmm. many, many years.
Since
and
the 70s.
There are many scientists now who make the argument for cycles in the planet, but right. I still don't buy it. I think that it's too rapid. It's happening too fast.
I don't hear it because all I hear is the loud complaints of Buzz of how cold it is outside.
It is.
We're going to get a lot of snow this winter.
Not warm enough for me yet. Mm-hmm. These government scientists, same ones, say that ice coverage in the Arctic Sea was at its third lowest level since they started tracking that in 1979. Worldwide ice coverage is down about 10% since then. Now, another place that business is better than you would expect these days is the grocery store. Grocery store business has improved as the restaurant business got worse.
Makes
I
sense.
Don't know anything about that.
Really?
I don't know anything
clearly.
About that at all.
Yes, yes.
Obviously. Thank
to,
you.
To balance.
Kudos to Mr. Burbank.
Thanks for that softball.
Don't know anything about it? You're right, idiot. Thank you.
But so, everyone in Manassas, please come out to O'Mara's grocery store.
It's a homecoming.
Now, to balance our budgets,
what are you doing?
More people are eating at home more often, and that has us making more trips to the store. Granted, we're buying more chicken and less steak, but we're buying more things than we used to because our money goes farther that way.
I'm hungry.
And while you're
have
there...
Have you decided what's for dinner yet?
No, the woman does that.
Carrie made a wonderful dinner last night.
I don't mean that like generically. Yeah. I'm saying my woman's going to decide
Carrie
that.
Made actually a pretty good white trash dinner last night.
What'd she make?
She did chicken breasts, mm-hmm. but she cooked it with Pepperidge Farm, you know, the stuffing that you get in the blue and white bag.
I like that.
And she mixes it up with cream of mushroom soup.
Oh, like
it.
A casserole?
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's good.
Oh, my God.
It's so good.
Yes, I'm having something made of ground lamb.
Are you really?
Yeah, I love the lamb.
That's like shepherd's pie or mm-hmm. something like
yeah.
that.
It's going to be very much like that.
You top it with mashed taters?
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
yeah.
Carla, I'll call you in a little bit.
Mike's stopping by my place.
Thank I'm not you. Sure what my dinner will be, but it'll involve maraschino cherries because they come in the bottom of the glass.
That's a salad.
It's not the salad. It's not the white trash marshmallow salad.
Well, while you're at the grocery store, if you're a smoker, pick up some fresh broccoli. A new report says broccoli appears to lower the risk of lung cancer in smokers and ex-smokers. Dark green vegetable, any
That's
of them.
You, Mike.
It doesn't have to be broccoli.
Oh, well, you don't like broccoli?
It can be spinach, bok choy, turnip and collard greens, dark leaf lettuce, kale, romaine, or watercress.
Oh, kale is great.
Oh, romaine.
Yes.
All right. Caesar.
That's right.
Yeah, dripping with dressing.
A Caesar salad.
And spinach. I love the spinach.
No.
Do you know what I saw at my grocery store? I don't know if we've talked about this yet. Now, you know how it used to be the grocer guy would take the hose out
mm-hmm. right
now and wet down all the greens and mm-hmm. stuff?
Right.
Now the lights dim.
And it thunders.
And it thunders.
Yes.
And they do like a lightning effect.
The lights flicker.
And then water comes down onto the light. They make it look like a thunderstorm. Oh, hi there.
That's right, Rob.
Hi, Charlie.
It's fantastic.
How long have you worked at Safeway?
I've been at Safeway for 74 years.
Now, remember, you have to wear something under the apron.
Wait a minute, not 74, 54.
54.
That sounds right.
Because I'm not 70 yet.
No, Charlie, you know, we're actually coming up on your birthday. How old are you going to be again?
I forgot.
You're going to be 78.
78?
Wow, that's it.
No, hold it. I'm sorry.
68.
60. Born 68. In December 13th.
Charlie will be 68
Pushing
years
70.
Old.
Hard
we'll
to
have
believe.
A fabulous Charlie birthday
no,
show.
No, we won't.
No, we won't.
This study about dark green vegetables shows that they are especially beneficial to former smokers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you don't like broccoli?
I'm not a big fan.
Broccoli is one of my go-to vegetables.
Yeah, so I know that.
Hey.
I work with you.
That's right.
Let me be blunt. The D.C. suburb, known as Prince George's County, Maryland, has banned the sale of individual cigars, hoping to curb the trend of kids hollowing them out to smoke marijuana. The council.
I don't mean to laugh at that.
That
I am
is
terribly
there's
sorry.
Nothing funny about that.
I'm the parent of a teenager, so I shouldn't laugh at that.
It's sad for me because, Mike, I love marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
You're a big fan of that.
I do. You know what they do is when you hollow them out. And you
what do you do, Rob? How does that work?
Well, what I use is a potato peeler, and I get myself a cigar, usually a Dutch Masters cigar.
Yeah, and how does it work though?
And you hollow it out.
Yes,
and then I put marijuana where I call it bud.
Right.
I fill it with bud.
Well, don't you choke on the cigar smoke as well as the marijuana smoke?
Oh, no. Because
really?
It's mostly marijuana. I inhale deeply and hold it in my lungs. And then what happens is magnificent.
Yeah, what's that?
It relaxes and centers me. Although
you.
It makes me so hungry.
You're a pothead.
I just love marijuana
Rob
cigarettes.
I know you do. You
drug
go on
user.
And on about it.
Yeah, he goes crazy.
PG County. Anyway, these things are now considered drug paraphernalia if they catch you with them in the right circumstances. This applies to the under a dollar cigars sold at convenience stores, often flavored with cherry, apple, or lime.
You know what I call PG County?
What's
I
that?
Call it PG because that means pot's good.
There it is.
Oh, Rob.
Well, look for teenagers with cigars. You'll know what's going on.
Well, I buy pot for teenagers and hand it out.
Yes,
come
I know
out,
you
come
do.
Over to Mr. Spiewak's house.
Tell you, supplements his income.
Finally, police in Newcastle, England, spotted a man in his car parked in a no parking zone. He seemed to be fiddling with something in his lap, and officers feared it was a gun.
Ooh.
They turned on their flashing lights, and the man drove away, leading police on a chase of up to 12 miles an hour. Once he stopped, he was reluctant to get out of the car, so they doused him with pepper spray. On closer examination, they found a man with his genitals in a jar. And in the car with him, they found some porn, some women's stockings, some kind of homemade sex toy, and a Jack Russell Terrier. I'm Buzz Burbank.
That's all he's giving you.
On
that's
the
all
Mike
you need.
O'Mara
you
show.
Won't get any more information
that's all
than
you
that.
Need, Mike.
No, if you want to figure it out, Mike, you smoke some pot.
I want to thank Michelle Lamar for coming on the show. Her book is The White Trash Mom Handbook. And on tomorrow's show, Judah Friedlander, Carmen Wong Ulrich, and we will have another text jumble for a Live Nation Comedy Relief Prize pack. The executive producer of The Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger, and our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. I actually pronounced it producer instead of Prucer.
I like it.
The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Gooseberry Radio Network.
Mm.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you...
Yeah. Get ready,
this
America.
This sucks
no.
so bad.
Get ready, America, because this is going to be great.
The show today was very loony, be he Shiite or be he Sunni. White trash families are like a goonie. And I want to sleep with Carla Bruni.
That was excellent.
Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.